Welcome back, Andy Spragg from the award-winning Sanger House. Andy, for those who don't know who you are, what you do, tell us.
We are a holistic health centre. We offer all sorts of practices like Tai Chi, yoga, meditation, reflexology, acupuncture, a whole host of things, all under one roof.
And now the award-winning Sanger House as well.
Yes, very proud to receive that.
Yeah. This was an award at the Somerset Business Awards earlier on this year, and you won Best New Business, is
that right? Best New Business across Somerset.
Excellent. Yeah. Well done that. And of course, you can read a little bit more about what they do and who they are in this issue of Tone News, which you can download at tonenews.co.uk if you haven't yet got a hard copy. Right. Andy comes in sort of once a month or so just to try and help us relax our minds because of this stressful period. And it is a stressful period, Andy, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. There's lots of people warming up for Christmas and they're wondering how they're going to get on with their families, how they're going to make ends meet with presents and all that stuff. Yeah.
And you aim to help relieve the stress with that. So what area are we looking at this time?
Well, actually, today I thought we'd look at Positive Taunton. We came to Taunton about 2 years ago to set up the Sanger House. We absolutely love it here. We think it's a marvellous town. I don't know whether it's the build-up to Christmas, but the last quarter, I think you could say there's quite a lot of negativity towards the town. Interestingly, most of that negativity is coming from within the town itself. People outside of the town think it's a wonderful place. So I thought I'd offer some thoughts about what's going on here and why this kind of behavior comes up, actually. Came down here 2 years ago. We've heard lots of discussions about nothing ever happens in Taunton, which isn't true. Loads happens. There's a homelessness issue. There's complaints against the council, complaints against change, the traffic, the parking, pedestrianisation, retail stores closing, all this stuff. Actually, Taunton has a hell of a lot going for it. So why do people hone on these negative things?
We like to call them keyboard warriors.
There is a lot of
There's a lot of them.
Yeah, definitely. Yes. But actually, we're all prone to it, not just the keyboard warriors. We all do this, and it's because of the negativity bias. Actually, as human beings, we have this evolved into our behaviour. We look at the negative, we seize on it. And this is why we tend to look at our town and we just see the negative aspects. We don't see the positives. It's a real shame. It comes from 250,000 years of evolution. So it's a tough one to crack against, actually. And it saved our lives back then. You know, it kept us alive. It stopped the wolf from eating us. But these days, it's less than appropriate because actually we're probably not going to get eaten by the wolf, and there's lots of positive stuff in our lives these days. It's a very safe place. So what do we actually do about it? Well, we adjust the mind state. We need to notice. That's all we need to do. Our mind can be viewed like a water bottle. There's two components there, the bottle itself and the water. The water is the same stuff, but whichever bottle you pour it into, it will form that shape. Our minds are the same. They're the bottle. So if we have a mind state that is compassionate, positive, actually the mental processes that are going on inside will be compassionate and positive. Whereas if we have a mind state that is the other way, we will just see the negative. So what we've got to do is start becoming aware of our mind state, looking at the positive aspects of our lives, noticing it more and more. Because the good news is we can change the shape of our bottle. You know, the mind is a very malleable, plastic thing. And when we practice, when we apply effort to it, we change the shape. And lo and behold, actually our view of the world changes and we'll see a different Taunton. So this is what I'm recommending, actually. And we can do this on a personal level, but we can also do it as a community. There's a lovely story about two Norwegian sailors. They joined the Navy, and as they went in, they both agreed that they would big each other up, as they whenever they met anyone in a senior position, they talk about the other one in very positive ways. These two guys rocketed up the ranks and became very senior in the Navy. So I suggest that actually all of us in Taunton start talking about Taunton in a very positive way. It won't take long before Taunton is seen as a real jewel in the heart of the country. People want to come here, they want to invest business here. Before you know it, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. I think that's all we have to do.
It is a simple process. It's just, as you've said, getting into the mindset. And you can help what you do at the Sangha House. You can kind of help people's mindsets, can't you?
We can. That's absolutely what we do through the practices of meditation. And actually, a lot of the physical disciplines change the mindset as well.
And it's interesting that you, being an outsider, comes in and notices this. Yes, it has been a problem for a good couple of years now, particularly around Christmas time, Christmas lights switch on, and there's no hiding and getting away from that, okay? There are a set amount of keyboard warriors that like to drag things into the gutter all the time, but there's also a lot of people, as you've said, doing a lot of good stuff and shouting quite loudly about it as well. And what I have noticed on a personal level over the last few weeks, particularly over the weekend, particularly late night shopping this year, has been very, very busy, which I think is the start of something positive.
Absolutely, yes. There's a lovely vibrancy actually when you go out there. Yeah,
excellent. Definitely. Okay, well, look, Andy, as always, a pleasure to see you. You've got a monk coming, have you not?
We have, yes.
Or has he been?
Hartridge Monastery, the Abbot of Hartridge, is coming down to visit us this Saturday.
Right, okay.
The afternoon, he's going to lead a series of workshops and meditations. Yeah, so we're not charging a donation to the monastery, so give us a call, 01823 428 156 if you'd like to come along.
Excellent work. My guest today is Andy Spragg from the award-winning Sangha House.
Thank you.